Eternal flames and endless darkness, the terrifying reality of hell. Hell, just the mention of the word sends a cold shiver down the spine, a fear that cannot be put into words. According to the Bible, hell is not just a symbolic image, but a harsh, cruel reality, the existence of which serves as a powerful warning to humanity. So, what is hell really like? The Bible, inspired by God, unveils a vivid picture of a place where eternal torment never ceases. Every image, every description, radiates extreme horror, where there is no light, only endless darkness and unimaginable pain. Today, we begin an extensive journey through the scriptures to understand the true horror of hell, comprehend why divine justice necessitates its existence, and recognize the profound hope of salvation through Jesus Christ. We embark on a challenging yet illuminating journey to explore the deep truth about salvation and God's immense love for humanity. Deuteronomy 1, the reality of hell. The Bible is explicit and clear in its teachings about hell. Hell is not an ancient myth nor an abstract metaphor, but a brutal reality of suffering beyond human imagination. In Revelation 20:10, we see a vivid and lively picture. And the devil who had deceived them was thrown into the lake of fire and sulfur, where the beast and the false prophet were, and they will be tormented day and night forever and ever. This lake of fire is not a temporary punishment, but an eternal one, where torment never ceases. Jesus himself, the Savior of humanity, spoke frequently and clearly about hell, emphasizing its existence and the terrible consequences of ending up there. In Mark 9:43-48, he solemnly and sincerely warns, "If your hand causes you to sin, cut it off. It is better for you to enter life maimed than with two hands to go into hell, where the fire never goes out. And if your foot causes you to sin, cut it off. It is better for you to enter life crippled than to have 2 feet and be thrown into hell. And if your eye causes you to sin, pluck it out. It is better for you to enter the kingdom of God with one eye than to have 2 eyes and be thrown into hell, where the worm does not die and the fire is not quenched." These are not the words of a distant observer, but of the Son of God, who speaks with authority and clarity about the horrors of hell. These warnings, with their intensity and sincerity, cannot be ignored or dismissed, as they reflect a serious and challenging truth for every soul on this earth. 2. The fire of hell. One of the most terrifying images of hell is the unquenchable fire. The Bible continuously uses this imagery to convey the intense and persistent suffering of condemned souls. Revelation 20:15 states, "Anyone whose name was not found written in the book of life was thrown into the lake of fire." This fire is not like any earthly fire. It is a divine fire, one that burns eternally and consumes without end. Jesus used this imagery to emphasize the severity of hell's punishment. In Matthew 13:41-42, he says, "The Son of Man will send out his angels, and they will weed out of his kingdom everything that causes sin and all who do evil. They will throw them into the blazing furnace, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth." The blazing furnace represents the inescapable nature of hell's fire, a place where regret and agony are unending. The fire of hell is not merely a physical torment, but a representation of the intense spiritual agony that comes from being separated from God. The flames symbolize the consuming nature of God's wrath, burning away any hope of redemption or relief. This unending fire is a stark reminder of the seriousness of sin and the reality of divine judgment. Imagine a fire that never ceases, a flame that consumes but never fully destroys. This is the fire of hell, a divine fire that represents the unending nature of God's wrath. The souls in hell are subjected to this torment eternally, experiencing a pain that goes beyond the physical, a spiritual agony that pierces the very essence of their being. This fire is a manifestation of divine justice, a perpetual reminder of the consequences of rejecting God's love and salvation. 3. The darkness of hell. Hell is also described as a place of utter darkness, a stark contrast to the fire that burns within. This darkness signifies separation from God, who is light. In Matthew 8:12, Jesus says, "But the subjects of the kingdom will be thrown outside into the darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth." This darkness is not merely the absence of light, but the presence of profound despair, isolation, and hopelessness. The Apostle Jude reiterates this description in Jude 1:13, referring to wandering stars for whom blackest darkness has been reserved forever. This imagery conveys the total and eternal separation from God's presence, the source of all goodness, comfort, and hope. Imagine a place so dark that it feels as though the very essence of light has been removed. This is the darkness of hell, a suffocating void where the souls of the damned are left to languish. The darkness symbolizes the spiritual blindness and the utter desolation that accompanies eternal separation from God. It is a place where the light of God's love, grace, and mercy can never reach, leaving only the cold, empty void of despair. The darkness of hell is not just physical, but spiritual. It is a profound separation from the light of God's presence. In hell, there is no hope, no joy, no peace, only the eternal void of darkness that signifies complete and utter separation from everything good. This darkness is a manifestation of the soul's alienation from God, a state of perpetual despair and hopelessness that accompanies the eternal punishment of the wicked. 4. The weeping and gnashing of teeth. The Bible frequently mentions weeping and gnashing of teeth as expressions of the extreme anguish and regret experienced in hell. These expressions are used to illustrate the emotional and physical suffering that accompanies the eternal separation from God. In Matthew 13:50, Jesus describes the fate of the wicked, "and throw them into the blazing furnace, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth." This vivid imagery is meant to convey the intense sorrow and torment of those who realize too late the gravity of their choices. The gnashing of teeth signifies unbearable pain and frustration, a perpetual state of suffering without relief. The weeping represents the profound regret and sorrow of those who are condemned. It is the mourning of lost opportunities, the realization of eternal separation from God, and the pain of being cut off from all that is good. The gnashing of teeth, on the other hand, is a physical manifestation of intense pain and anger. It is the reaction of those who suffer unimaginable torment, a reflexive response to the agony that never ceases. Imagine the sound of endless weeping, the cries of souls in perpetual torment. This is the reality of hell, a place where sorrow and regret are constant companions. The gnashing of teeth represents the intense physical and emotional pain of those who are eternally separated from God. It is a place where the agony of lost opportunities and the realization of eternal damnation are felt with unbearable intensity. 5. Eternal separation from God. Perhaps the most horrifying aspect of hell is the eternal separation from God. This separation is not just a physical distance, but a profound spiritual and emotional isolation. 2 Thessalonians 1:9 declares, "They will be punished with everlasting destruction and shut out from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of His might." This separation means being cut off from all that is good, pure, and loving. It means being devoid of hope, joy, and peace, experiencing a complete absence of God's grace and mercy. In hell, there is no comfort, no reprieve, and no possibility of redemption. It is a place of unending desolation, where the presence of God's wrath is felt eternally, but His love and mercy are forever out of reach. The idea of eternal separation from God is perhaps the most terrifying aspect of hell. To be forever cut off from the source of all life, love, and goodness is a fate worse than any physical torment. This separation is a reflection of the ultimate consequence of sin, eternal alienation from the Creator. It underscores the gravity of rejecting God's offer of salvation and the eternal consequences of such a choice. Imagine being in a place where the presence of God's love and mercy is forever out of reach. This is the reality of hell, a place of eternal separation from the source of all goodness. The souls in hell are left to endure the consequences of their rejection of God, experiencing an eternal void where the light of His presence can never penetrate. This separation is a reflection of the severity of sin and the reality of divine justice. 6. The justice of hell. Many struggle with the concept of a loving God allowing such a place as hell to exist. However, the Bible teaches that God is not only loving, but also holy and just. His justice requires that sin be punished. Romans 6:23 tells us, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord." God's justice is perfect, and his punishment is just. Hell is the ultimate consequence of rejecting God's salvation through Jesus Christ. It is the final destination for those who choose to live apart from God and his righteous ways. As harsh as it may seem, the existence of hell underscores the seriousness of sin and the holiness of God. It serves as a solemn reminder of the consequences of our choices and the reality of divine justice. The justice of hell is a reflection of God's holiness and righteousness. It is a manifestation of his commitment to uphold his moral order and to punish sin. While the idea of eternal punishment may seem harsh, it is a necessary aspect of divine justice. God's justice demands that sin be dealt with, and hell is the ultimate expression of that justice. God's justice is not arbitrary, but is rooted in his holy nature. Sin is a violation of his moral order, and his justice requires that it be punished. Hell is the final destination for those who reject God's offer of salvation and choose to live in rebellion against his righteous ways. It is a place where divine justice is fully realized, a testament to the seriousness of sin and the holiness of God. 7. The hope of salvation. Despite the horror of hell, the Bible also offers a message of hope and salvation. Through Jesus Christ, God has provided a way for us to avoid this dreadful fate. John 3:16-18 proclaims, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. Whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe stands condemned already because they have not believed in the name of God's one and only Son." Jesus' sacrifice on the cross is the ultimate act of love and mercy, offering us a path to eternal life with God. By accepting him as our Savior and following his teachings, we can escape the horrors of hell and enjoy the blessings of eternal life in his presence. The hope of salvation is the central message of the gospel. It is the good news that despite our sin and the reality of hell, we have a Savior who has made a way for us to be reconciled with God. This hope is available to all who believe in Jesus and accept his sacrifice. It is a promise of eternal life, free from the torment and separation of hell. The message of hope in the Bible is a testament to God's love and mercy. Despite the reality of hell, God has provided a way for us to be saved through Jesus Christ. His sacrifice on the cross is the ultimate expression of his love, offering us the gift of eternal life. This hope is available to all who believe and accept his offer of salvation. 8. The urgency of the gospel. The reality of hell should instill in us a sense of urgency to share the gospel. As believers, we are called to be the light of the world, sharing the message of salvation with those around us. Matthew 28:19-20 commands us, "Therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always, to the very end of the age." The knowledge of hell's horrors should motivate us to reach out to those who are lost, offering them the hope and redemption found in Jesus Christ. Our mission is to spread the good news, helping others to understand the gravity of their choices and the eternal consequences that lie ahead. The urgency of the gospel is a reflection of the reality of hell. Knowing that such a place exists and that people are at risk of ending up there should drive us to share the message of salvation with passion and commitment. We are called to be ambassadors of Christ, proclaiming the good news of his love and the hope of eternal life. The urgency of the gospel is a testament to the reality of hell and the need for salvation. As believers, we have a responsibility to share the message of hope and redemption with those around us. The knowledge of hell should drive us to reach out to the lost, offering them the hope of salvation through Jesus Christ. Chapter 9. Conclusion, a call to action. In conclusion, hell is a real and terrifying place, described in the Bible with vivid imagery that underscores its horrors. It is a place of unquenchable fire, utter darkness, and eternal separation from God. The weeping and gnashing of teeth symbolize the intense suffering and regret that the condemned will experience forever. Yet amid this grim reality, there is hope. Through Jesus Christ, we can be saved from the eternal punishment of hell and enjoy everlasting life with God. As followers of Christ, we have a responsibility to share this message of hope and salvation with the world. Let us be diligent in our efforts to spread the gospel, bringing the light of Christ to those who are in darkness. May we live our lives as a testament to God's love and grace, guiding others to the path of eternal life. Remember, the choice is clear: eternal life with Christ or eternal separation in torment. The Bible urges every soul to embrace the salvation offered through Jesus, guaranteeing a hopeful and glorious future. The horrors of hell are real, but so is the promise of heaven. Let us choose wisely and live in the light of God's truth. The reality of hell should serve as a solemn reminder of the consequences of our choices and the importance of living a life that honors God. As believers, we are called to share the message of salvation with those around us, offering them the hope and redemption found in Jesus Christ. Let us be faithful in our mission, spreading the good news and guiding others to the path of eternal life. The horrors of hell are real, but so is the promise of heaven. Let us choose wisely and live in the light of God's truth.